Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barazande. You're tuning in to the You Wealth Revolution Shift 2012. I am so excited, and I've got to tell you, our lines are jam-packed. I know that the revolutionary and life-shifting space that we are going to create on this call, and this is a Q&A call, is going to be incredible for people. I was telling people earlier on the call when before we got started in the intention circle that we have had so many people writing in about their lives opening up, about their lives shifting. And one of the things I want you to really just know in your heart is that you have to be willing to receive on an unlimited level, on a boundless level. You have to ignite the part of you that is willing to receive and be and accept everything the universe has for you. And, you know, sometimes we get on these calls, I'll be honest, and the greatest healer, the greatest teachers, the greatest transformationalist will work with someone on the call, and they will still not be willing to totally receive who they are. And so the truth is, the only one that holds you back from your transformation is sometimes you. So if we open the line, which we are, I want you just to be in a space. If you raise your hand, be in a space, not for me and not for panache, because we are receiving. I mean, we couldn't be here doing this if we did, but for you. For you, for your moment, for your time right now that you deserve, because you are here for a special reason. You are a magical gift to the planet, and it's your time. And believe that if you are chosen on this call, then believe that that is the universe, because we have hundreds of people on this call. We're going to get probably close to 600-700 people. And if we choose you, the randomness of you being chosen is not random. There is a message. It is your time. Let go, open up, and be everything you're meant to be. And in doing so, open others to that possibility. Now, I'm going to pipe down because the message of this event is going to be so powerful. This call today is your boundless receiving and igniting it. And we have none other than Panache Desai, who's been one of the absolute favorites of this event. He's a visionary and an innovator. He is somebody who really teaches and exposes and opens people up to vibrational transformation, a groundbreaking form of new personal development that is revolutionary and aligns you with your highest potential. He is someone who will serve as a catalyst for your unprecedented vibration and frequency, and I can feel it right now on this call. You are going to understand how to function and be at your highest and best place for full access to all of life's limitless possibilities. You are going to understand how to emotionally and vibrationally experience your unique connection, your pathway to infinite consciousness, a direct uplink to universal consciousness. You're going to receive and integrate vibrational tools during this call. Even if you're not chosen, you are chosen because you have found us. There are no accidents. So even those that are listening in are going to get imprinting. You are going to get that connection to unprecedented abundance and receiving. You are going to dissolve and integrate a new vibrational frequency. You are going to release the old vibrational density that prevents you from receiving the life of your dreams. And what if you could wake up every day feeling nourished, inspired, empowered? And what if you were one of those select group of people? Because I believe there are two people on the planet, those that are totally drained and saddened and dealing with the effects of a starving lower vibration that will not serve the people and the life forms of this planet any longer. And if you're feeling like your life isn't everything it's supposed to be, you've tapped into that frequency. You are stuck in that frequency. Let's break up that density. Let's tap you into the nourishing juice that is this higher vibrational energy. And we're also going to work with people on the phone during the Q&A. I've already said that, but I want to get started. I don't even have time to read Panache's bio. You know he is going to transform you. He's here to catapult you on your own journey of self-empowerment and start you living the most authentic, abundant life possible for you on this planet. Panache, welcome back to the You Wealth Revolution Shift 2012.
Thank you, Darius. It's always a pleasure to be here, and a very warm welcome to everyone who's called to be with us right now. You know, as Darius so eloquently shared with you, that in fact this is a moment that you yourself have called into being. And no aspect of your life is off limits, because I love you. You matter to me. and the quality and experience of your life matters to me. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here for you, for offering yourself this gift. I can't wait to get started, Darius. I can't wait to take the calls and just guide them through it. Also, just know that due to oneness, when a shift is affected in one person, it actually is affected in you as well. And so just know that everyone who calls in will serve their part in unlocking everyone else who's listening. Stop multitasking. Pay attention. Be present for this very moment that you yourself have called into being.
I just want to be silent for a moment because what you're saying is so powerful to me, that each person that's here, you've called into existence this moment not for me, not for even Panache, but for you. You, the listener, so do pay attention. We've got over 30 questions that have already come in. We've got people already raising their hands. Panache, I want to take people and just have them get to connect with you. Any particular people that you feel intuitively we should ask to raise their hand for this first round or this first group?
No, I just want to lay the groundwork for what's going to happen a bit. So Okay. Wherever you are in the world, just actually open your palms. Just take some breaths and just relax. What I found is that when we consciously open our palms, it's like picking up the phone. And we're always connected, but somehow when we just simple act of opening our palms, we're acknowledging a conscious level of receptivity. So that's the first thing. Second thing is that during the entire time on this call, you will be receiving vibrationally at the deepest level. Some of you on this call are very good at feeling. You're very sensitive to energy. For some of you, it hasn't been safe to feel. Please know that wherever you are, and no matter how you're experiencing this call, it is working on you. Let go of the judgment, let go of the expectations, and just be present for what is about to unfold. Our exchange has already begun. In some cases, it began from the very minute that you decided that you were going to be here. This is all about you, and Darius and I are here in service of you. So, Darius, we can start anywhere with anybody because everyone's going to unlock everyone else. That's how powerful you are. That's how much you matter. That's the contribution that you are to consciousness. Your greater evolution facilitates the evolution and shift of every other thing, not just on this planet, but the entire universe. Can't wait to get started. Let's rock and roll.
All right. What I'd like to do is maybe take some people, and we want to work with as many people as possible. So the quicker we can go through and so really connect, the more vibrational breakup we can get for that low density vibration that so many people are holding. So I want to hear from people who are having an abundance challenge, who feel stifled in the abundance arena. It could be the abundance of creativity, it could be the abundance of their own ideas, the abundance of their own gifts. We've got one person here that just signed in. We got Linda Waltz from Minnesota. Let me unmute Linda. Hi, Linda. Is this you?
This is me. Hi, Darius.
Hi. Oh, what a wonderful voice.
Hi, Linda. Ew. What's your question? How can we help?
Panache, so when I open my palms to palms, do they need to be face up, or does it matter if they're down?
Face up is really good. Let's do it right now, collectively. So wherever you are in the world, just open your palms face up. And just become aware of your breath. And you can do this with either your eyes closed or open. And literally, immediately, as soon as people start doing this, they'll start to feel a greater pulsation in their palms. They'll begin to feel a heat. Some people describe it almost as an electricity. And some people have almost a... Yeah, and it's immediate. And this greater presence and this greater field of infinite potential that loves you just acknowledges that. Wow, someone on the planet is consciously receiving. And so just allow yourself to be there with your palms open. That's a great question. Face up.
Thank you. Bless you, Angel.
Thank you, Angel.
Well, I guess she didn't have a question or an issue, so we'll go to the next person. But, you know, I did that, and I started feeling heat come into my palms. I want to hear from people what they felt, what they felt. Very interesting. Okay, so we've got another person here. We've got, it looks like Sashi. Let me see if Sashi's there. Sashi, are you there?
Yes, Darius, I'm here. I'm calling from Cyprus. I was living in London for a long time, like Panache.
Hi, Sashi. Welcome.
Hi. I'm from the Shell community, so, you know. And the challenge that I've been facing is I moved to Cyprus because of my abundance issues. I bought properties in Cyprus, and in order to pay for the one in Cyprus, I had to actually move out of my beautiful apartment in Reading. And I really miss it. I want to go back to my life, to my friends, to my family.
Can you just stop and just take some deep breaths real quick, Sashi?
Yes, I do.
So I'm just feeling that there's almost like there's a sadness there. There's a real sadness there.
Yes, my 20-year-old marriage broke down.
Yeah, and there's a deep sense of responsibility that you're shouldering that I'd like to relieve you of that burden, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
Can you please just take your breath, take some breaths, and just relax your body?
Yes, I'm doing that.
So anywhere where you are blaming yourself for what's happened, you are burdening the greater responsibility for what's happened. Anywhere where you've personalized your experiences in life, are you willing to just dissipate and dissolve all of that?
Absolutely. This is the perfect time. This is the perfect moment.
Yes, it is. Just take some breaths. So we're just going to lovingly invite that sadness that you feel to just arise, the sadness of missing your family, the sadness of potentially making a choice, you know, in your perception that in some way may have ruined the marriage, or in some way has forced you to be in exile away from your greater family. I know what it's like being Indian and being connected to family. It's important to us. And so being away is almost like being in exile. So I just want to shift the way that you see this, because what's happening right now is that you are not being punished. Just take a breath. You're actually being given an opportunity to become even more empowered in yourself.
I have. I mean, Cyprus has given me opportunity to open up to all this, to Darius and other healers.
Yes. Yeah, and that's important to everyone that's listening to know and understand that life doesn't punish you. The divine doesn't punish you. Sometimes we're given experiences in life to open us up even more to the fullness of who we are and why we're here. That in fact, everything is an opportunity to grow into greater abundance. Everything is an opportunity to grow into the fullness of who we are and the receiving of who we are. So my beloved angel, are you willing to once and for all receive all that you are in this moment?
Yes. Moments before you picked me, Darius picked me, I said I want to be the greatest receiver this planet has ever seen.
Good. So take some breaths and just receive that. Are you willing to receive that?
Yes.
Excellent. Ready?
Yes.
Here it comes.
Thank you.
Can you just describe to us what's happening inside of you? How do you feel right now?
I just feel like a huge burden's been lifted, as if part of me has felt like I've been in a self-imposed exile. Part of me feels I've had the greatest freedom I've ever had. So I've been kind of split between the one end and the other end.
What's happening right now inside you?
Right now, I'm just feeling like there can be synergy between the two, and I can come to a happy balance.
Yes. And it's almost as though that problem that you were prompted to call us with doesn't even exist anymore.
No, I think I have been pushing myself in my own way. I have been getting in my own way.
I love you, Shashi. Thank you for calling. Thank you for having the courage to be you. And thank you for allowing your light to shine so brightly in this world.
Thank you, Darius.
Thank you, Shashi. Wow. I'm feeling, I mean, this is, you know, we do a lot of clearings on these calls, and sometimes, Tinashe, I feel this call I am feeling a lot, and I'm feeling a lot of lightness. It's almost like I've got helium kind of making me very giggly, and a lot of people are feeling that as well. So I love that. Maria said, I'm feeling heat and like an electricity tingling all over my palms towards my elbows. Another person said, I'm feeling this huge flow of abundance finally. So what I am amazed about is your gift of just being able to, when she said exile, you said exile, and then she said, yeah, that's what I've been feeling, and diagnose and feel, like really feel that, and feel that like spiritual where they're at, and then give them that gift of release that they may not be allowing of themselves.
You know, the only way that you can effectively support another person is by truly coming to know all that you are. And the blessing in all of this, Darius, is being human. We all cry. We all feel anger. We all have days where it's like, oh my God, what am I doing here? We all have moments of hopelessness. It's in our humanity that our greater relatability can be found. You know, the funny thing is that the more I'm filled with spirit, the less I feel the need to be spiritual. And the more I'm just content being human and fully living this human experience. And ultimately what happens is that whenever I get to have this communion with somebody else, there's no separation between myself and them. We're one and the same. And at the deepest level, we are. Shashi is an extension of me, and I am just another aspect of her. And I have the distinct honor in my life to just love 7.2 billion aspects of me, and to remind 7.2 billion aspects of me that they're not broken, that they're not a mistake, that in fact there's something far greater than they themselves could ever even imagine. And so this work is being affected at a level that you don't ordinarily see. And what it takes is the courage to fully be human and to fully be you, to be able to work with people in this way.
Wow, incredible. I mean, we have people writing in. Peppa from London says, bless you, Tinashe, my heart and crown, and even the area above my crown is just all vibrating. Thank you. I feel my body as if I was a little baby. And it's just a tremendous amount of energy. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller. I want to just get as many people as possible. We have Vicky from, it looks like Northwest Atlanta. It's a 770 area code. So let's see. Vicky, is that you?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, I feel so good. Thank you. I'm feeling very stuck. I have a physical disability, and I don't know where to turn. I don't know what to do. I'm looking for employment. I'm looking for ways to generate income, but I just feel in this place, this hole that I can't seem to get out of.
Okay. Can you just take some deep breaths? My beloved angel, there are able-bodied people who are more disabled than you. Take a breath. I'm going to say it one more time. There are able-bodied people who are, in fact, more disabled than you. I love whatever that disability is. What is the disability? What is that label that's been placed on you? What is it?
I'm in a wheelchair, and
okay.
I can't walk.
Okay. And what's the medical label that you got?
Paralysis.
Paralysis. I'd like you to fully receive what I'm about to say to you and what I'm about to send in your general direction. Are you ready?
Yes.
I love your paralysis. Just take a breath. I love all that you are. I love everything that you've judged about you. I love every single aspect of you that in some way you've made less than, or that you've made wrong or bad. You, my dear, are so courageous, and the journey that you have chosen is not just for you, but the journey that you've chosen and the life that you are living is supporting an entire planet in its evolution. Be open to the love that is flowing through you right now. Do you have any feeling in your legs?
I can feel pressure.
Okay. So what we want to do is we just want to open up the energetic channels in the legs and down the spinal column. Will you receive that?
Yes.
Okay, great. Just take some breaths. In life, we are only ever as limited as we allow ourselves to be. I've met many extraordinary people just like you who deal with physical challenges on a daily basis. But what I've noticed is one of two things happens in most cases. They either embrace the physical challenge and it is no longer a limitation, or they are victimized by the physical challenge. And at that point, nothing else is possible. I would like you to embrace this journey that you've chosen so fully, my beloved angel, that you become an inspiration to not just people who are paralyzed, but to those able-bodied people who have in fact allowed themselves to become more disabled than you. Will you be that inspiration?
Yes, I will.
Will you walk this? Will you fully walk and embody this journey and live this journey that you've chosen to live? Will you?
Yes, I will.
Yes. How do you feel right now? Just describe to me what's happening in your body.
I'm feeling tingling in my legs, and I'm feeling heat running down my back.
Yes.
And down my spinal cord.
Yes. And how do your legs feel right now?
They're feeling lighter.
Yes. And is there any mobility at all in the legs? Is there any
Yes.
greater level of mobility? Yes. And are you willing
Yes.
to allow there to be a greater level of mobility, more
Absolutely.
Mobility?
Absolutely. Yes.
Great. Just breathe. Just keep opening up. Great. We're just going to take all the labels and judgments off of you, if you don't mind. Because they only exist in the human realm. In the divine realm, all things are possible. Will you receive that?
Yes.
Good. So is it possible to feel more and more energy flowing through your legs? Is it possible to allow more and more of this harmony and balance to come into being?
Yes, it is.
Will you stop allowing your physical challenge to be a limitation?
Yes.
Take a breath. How do your legs feel? What's happening? What's going on right now?
Actually, they're just involuntarily moving.
Yes.
Twitches. Wow.
And I almost feel a pulsation of energy in your toes and in your feet as well.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Will you be the miracle that you are?
Yes, I will.
Yes. And will you embody the miracle that you are right now?
Yes.
Are you willing to trust me and yourself and this moment that you've called into being?
Yes.
Move your legs.
Wow.
Move your legs.
Oh, my goodness.
Move your legs. Can you wiggle your toes?
Yes, I'm wiggling my toes.
Yes. Cute toes you've got, too. Wiggle your toes. Move your... And feel how good it feels. to be no longer limited by this label.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Can you describe what's happening to us? Right? Can you describe what's happening to you right now?
I just have this surge of energy going through my body, especially coming down my spinal cord, and my legs are feeling lighter. And, gosh, it's hard to explain. I just feel energized now. So much lighter.
You're an angel.
Thank
You're
you.
A courageous Thank angel. You're welcome. That will continue to expand, and more and more this energy will continue to flow through them. And so just allow for that, okay? Just allow for that.
I will.
And always remember in life that even the severest of challenges, even that which appears to be the harshest of challenges, is only ever a call into a greater acceptance of love and a greater beingness of love in the world.
Okay.
Yeah. It's almost like, can you put some weight on the legs now? It's amazing what's happening in your body right now. Yeah, can you put some weight on your legs?
Yes.
Does it support your body weight more? Can you support your body weight with them more?
I'm gonna stand. I'm in the wheelchair
I want you to be very careful and very slow. I don't want you to exert yourself. I want you to be very mindful of this. Okay. If there's any discomfort at all, don't just stop there. All right.
Okay.
I'd like you to begin to stand up. I'd like you to begin to stand up out of the wheelchair.
Okay, I'm standing. Oh.
You're standing.
Yes.
When was the last time you could stand up without discomfort?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
I experience discomfort 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And is there any discomfort now?
It has subsided. It's still a little bit there, but it's better.
Are you willing to allow for an even greater flow of energy through your body?
Yes, I am.
Great. And are you willing to trust me and yourself in this moment and the divine?
Yes.
Will you see if you can walk a little bit?
Okay. That's
very gently. Very gently, because it's like learning to walk all over again, very gently. You haven't done it in a while, so let's just see if we can get you to walk a little bit. And again, any discomfort, stop. I've got your back in every dimension, and the entire universe is rooting for you.
I'm taking, I just took 2 steps.
Good. And when was the last time you were able to take 2 steps?
Without holding on, I've never had been able to take 2 steps without holding on. And I just did that.
Walk. Walk for me.
Yes.
Walk for me. Yes. Walk for me. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Walk for me. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't want you to overdo it, so sit back down.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
I love you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you want to just describe to Darius and everyone who's listening just what how does it feel right now? How do you feel right now?
I'm happy. I'm shocked, I guess. I don't know. That's not the word. I feel good. I feel so good. I feel light. I feel wonderful. I feel love. I just feel all this love coming my way. And more courageous, because it was fearful to try to take those steps, but I'm feeling more courage now.
Yes, you can do it. You can do anything. You're an infinite being with an infinite potential. And the divine loves you beyond description. Thank you very much for being on this call. Thank you.
Thank you,
Vicky. Oh, wow.
I am speechless to just the point that I think we've just seen what some might call a miracle, but I almost want to just hold the space of it being astounding, but not that astounding, because we have this power and we have this love that can flow through us and transform our life in an instant, Panache.
My greatest joy in life, Darius, is to support people in coming into this space so they can authentically support others. Not as a technique or a modality, but just because it's their birthright, because they're here to be instruments of the divine. Everyone that's listening has every gift and every ability. And it takes fully being human to be able to drastically and radically and authentically impact the life of another human being. What a courageous angel she was. Oh my God.
Yes, she is.
Let's do some more questions.
Yes, and wow. Everybody that's here listening, when you think about what you are facing in your life and what you just heard and experienced with Vicky, who was in a wheelchair and had the label of paralyzed, and in just 3 minutes, 4 minutes, she took steps. What does that mean for you and your life? And we'll take the next caller. We've got Janice Duncan in Sacramento, California. Janice, you're on, and it is no accident that we've chosen you. How can we help you?
I have these blocks that are preventing me from doing my own version of what Panache is doing and also bringing in an income. I quit my job the end of September to study or meditate full-time to become the full me, but I'm missing something.
What you're missing is that there's actually nothing wrong with you. Are you willing to accept? Are you willing to fully accept that there is nothing wrong with you and that there never has been anything wrong with you?
Yes.
Take a deep breath, my angel. Just receive the love. Just receive the love that is flowing through right now to you. There is nothing in your way, and there is nothing that you ever needed to learn. You were born as a vibrational being to, through your presence alone, literally transform everything and everyone that you meet. Will you receive that?
Yes. Yes.
Take a breath. Just going to fully open up all of your gifts and abilities, going to fully open up your ability to be a conduit for divine love in this reality. Going to fully open up all that you are so that there is no doubt anymore of your divine origin, of your divine calling, and your greater divine essence that you are here to share freely and fully with the world. You see, all along, all humanity ever wanted was just to be loved. And every miracle that has ever happened since the beginning of time occurred because somebody had the courage to love another person. You are here to love in the most profound way possible. Will you love in that way again?
Yes.
Take some breath. Good. Just describe to us, please, for the listeners, what's happening inside your body right now and how you feel.
There's all kinds of excitement and energy just flowing through me. And this love that I knew that was there is just coming out. I just feel really, really excited. And so grateful. So very grateful.
And are you willing to live this way as the moment-to-moment experience of your life?
Yes. Yes.
It's time for you to dust off the doubt, dust off the fear, dust off the scarcity. It's time for you to actually dust off everything that everyone has projected onto you. And it's time to fully be you. Will you allow the luminous essence and luminous being that you are to come shining forth fully right now in this moment?
Yes, yes.
Receive it now. what's happening inside you right now for the listening audience?
All kinds of things are going on in my third chakra area, in my solar plexus, and my heart. It's opening up, and I feel lighter and really, really excited. I am happy and full of love. I just very, very excited. There's just, it's almost indescribable, the energy that's just running through my body and the things that are happening in my solar plexus area.
Yeah, good. So from this moment on, you officially no longer have a problem with you.
Yes, no problem, yes.
So the greater receiving is already happening.
Yes, yes.
Good.
It is.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you and thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. Wow. Okay, we are definitely doing some things here that everybody, you, each of you deserve, because Panache loves you, I love you, this is your time. We started this call saying that there is no accident that you're here and that miracles will happen here today, and they won't even seem to be miracles because we'll make them commonplace, because this powerful transformation is possible. It's not outside of our realm. So I am going to go to the next caller. I've got Diane in Las Vegas, Nevada. Diane, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, it's no accident, and I believe it was divinely inspired. So how can we all together, including you, serve the planet here today?
Well, I think I just want more of what Panache did for that other lady. I am a healer myself. I'm a medical doctor, and I transitioned out of medicine and into the healings, and it's something very new for me over the last year, and I'm loving it, but I feel like I want more. I want to be opened up more.
Excellent. So let's go through it. Just close your eyes for me. Just open your palms. Okay. Are you willing to accept that there is nothing to heal?
Yes.
Are you willing to accept that every single thing in the universe is already whole and complete, including yourself?
Yes.
Can you describe to us what's happening inside your body right now?
I feel tingling. I feel still a little contracted.
Mm-hmm. And are you willing to accept that the greatest vehicle to which life is altered is love?
Yes, I do.
And are you willing to love that powerfully?
Yes.
And that unconditionally?
Yes.
Recognizing that in loving another, you are only ever truly loving yourself?
Yes.
And recognizing that in loving yourself, you are in fact loving all of creation.
Yes.
Just describe to me how you feel and what's going on within you right now.
I feel in my abdomen. I feel something going on in my solar plexus, or I just feel it opening up a little bit. And I feel heat. I definitely feel heat.
Mm-hmm. So what's happening right now, the way I see it, is that every limitation that you ever bought into and placed on yourself is dissolving.
Oh, thank you.
Just keep breathing. Just keep letting it dissolve.
Okay.
There's also something with you around sexual expression. So Are you willing to fully express your sexual energy?
Yes.
Good. Take some breath. There's so much judgment in this realm around sexuality. It's one of the ways in which people are kept from fully embracing their power and potential. Ultimately, we are here to embody and express every energy, and the inclusion of all energies is freedom. Are you willing to embody every energy?
Yes.
Take some deep breaths. Okay, what's going on now?
Okay, now I think I'm feeling it, like, in my heart. I feel energized. I definitely feel energized, and I have to tell you, Panache, I have been doing your tapes for about 10 days, and especially the evening ones, and I didn't feel what I just felt now, for sure.
That's how cool you are, and that's why, you know, you call it the simple being. And I love you, and just know that this will continue to expand, and that it's not about a technique per se, but it's just about you being with people. Just you being with people is going to completely shift them.
Okay. I totally resonate with that. That's definitely happened with me. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you too, Panache. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Diane. We have so many people writing in. One person wrote in, wow, I've got tears in my eyes. I'm feeling tingles and goosebumps throughout my whole body. Jennifer said, I'm honored to be hearing Vicky's journey. Another person said, oh, my gosh, my elbow is tingling right now. It's been hurting for months. That was Nancy. She says, thanks to both of you. Miliana, regards to what happened with Vicky, she says, oh, my goodness, is this really happening? This is beyond amazing. Kathy said, I am crying. We have witnessed a miracle. Another person wrote in, said, Reverend Alice said, I can feel the amazing energy in my palms and my solar plexus and my heart chakras. It feels as if the great central sun has come to live within me. So many people are just in awe of what's happened on this call and what we've done. So I want to do this. I want to absolutely be present to everybody, and we have over 60 people who've raised their hands through the whole call, and we cannot get to everyone. So I want to ask Panache a question, and that is, Panache, for those people that on this call are hungry for a shift, a miracle, whatever we want to call it, what would be one of the first steps that they could take? I mean, we're going to get to more callers, but I want really to be present for everybody's transformation and present the truth that, you know, you may need to do some additional work, some additional time, some additional dissolving of those low vibrational blocks. What would be some of the first things they should do, Panache?
It's kind of interesting because what I've found is that through vibrational transformation, when we address an energy, it's gone. And then it actually just takes the rest of us to kind of catch up with the fact that it's gone. And that's where it almost appears miraculous, but it's actually that energy, that vibrational density that was at the root of the dis-ease or the issue just dissolves. Mm. And that's the power of working in this way with people. What I would like to do for everyone on the call is let's just have as much of it be gone as we can have be gone. So let's just do it together. Just close your eyes and just open your palms all around the world and just breathe.
Okay.
And all it takes is a willingness to be it all and feel it all. So, Darius, you'll just answer on behalf of everybody.
Okay.
So are you willing to be all energies, Darius?
Yes.
Okay, take some breath. And are you willing to feel everything that you've judged, repressed, suppressed, or not expressed?
Yes.
Take some breath. Okay, just describe to us what's happening in your body, Darius.
When I started feeling, it was almost as if I almost went back through like my timeline as a child, like really fast, and felt whatever blocks and fears and things were coming up, and then I just started feeling this like huge rush of energy like coming in through my body from like the past all the way into the present, like everything that was there is just kind of like dissolving, you know, just, mm-hmm. just going. And
yeah, and so just how do you feel now?
I feel great, and I feel like it's just building. It's like coming back in, and it's building, and it's building. In my mind, I mean, the one thing that's happening with me, I'm sure maybe some people on the call might be, my mind is saying, well, why is it that simple, or why is this happening, and it didn't happen other times with other things that I did or tried.
Because prior to this moment, you haven't been willing to fully allow yourself to be you.
I'm feeling
all along,
deep love.
Yeah, what if all along, all that was required was the willingness to fully be you? What if it really is that simple? You see, and here's the funny part right there. So if you're all energies, and if you're everything, and oneness is an all-inclusive state, then please tell me where the problem is.
Can't be. There can't be. There just
no, there can't be. And the only way that there can be a problem is if you speak one into existence. So the very second you buy into a judgment, or you buy into a limitation, or you personalize an experience, well, then there's something that you have to deal with. But what if you're just a witness of your life? What if you're just watching it all? It's just a movie. It's just playing out. And it's playing out for your benefit, but really it has nothing to do with you. It's all just happening spontaneously. What if oneness is all there is? And it's all there ever was? And that duality fundamentally isn't real. It never was real. Are you willing to fully embody the oneness that you are?
Yes.
Just describe to everyone who's listening what's happening inside you right now, because it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I'm feeling something so large. It's kind of like, I mean, you know, I've done development for 27 odd years, and it's like I feel like this huge, large enormity of love coming in from everywhere. And like I just want to, you know, serve the whole planet in a huge way, and I feel like there's been no, it's really hard to explain, and what's worse for me is that's what I do, is I explain things, and I really can't. It's it's almost like,
so,
I don't even want to explain it, I just want to feel it.
No. So
it's terrible,
from now
but
on,
true.
So from now on, from this moment on, are you willing to once again fully be an experiential being?
Yes.
Take some breaths.
You know, I feel like every cell in my body, on my arms, my legs, every part of me is vibrating with life. Like every molecule is vibrating with life, and it's vibrating with love. And it's just...
Yes, it is.
It's enormous. It's huge. It's the thing that we say, you know, we want to feel life. We want to feel alive. It's the thing that the mystics and the sages have tried to explain to people for eons, that this energy, this life force energy that's in all of us, that we shut off from, that we're all a part of. And it's timeless. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Cool. Let's do some questions.
Cool. I'm feeling it, and I want to give it. I want, Panache, can we, I know a lot of people are feeling this. I want to give this to more and more people if possible. So
I want people to let me know what they felt if on, you know, in my opening, if they felt an opening. We got one person here said, words cannot express what I'm feeling right now. My hands are shaking. I am so excited with what's happening to me. It's coming in from everywhere. Thank you. I feel so much energy in the palms of my hands. Incredible. Okay, so let me do this. goodness gracious. Someone said, this is a constant orgasm. Is this joy?
Mm. Yeah.
So that could be a very good way to explain what I was feeling. I'm not sure I had the words to explain it that way, but it does feel very, very expansive and pleasurable. Okay, let me do this. I'm going to unmute the line for a very special caller that I know she's been waiting, and I know her miracle is going to happen right now. And I am going to hold the space that she is open energetically to receive this in her life right now. Christina Grace, you are being unmuted right now, and it's no accident that I've chosen you at this time. Christina, are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you, and thank you so much, both of you. So grateful to be on the line. I have been doing a lot of growth work, and Panache also been doing your daily program. I'm dealing with something here. I have also been on disability, and I have an autoimmune thing, but more recently I have very, very, very severe osteoporosis, where it's like my bones are, a lot of them are transparent, and I fell recently last week, and it scared the hell out of me. And I'm very, very, very fragile, and I can't take hormones because I have a very bad reaction to them, which would help the bone growth. Okay. And consequently, also because I can't take hormones, I'm having memory loss also. So the variety
of things. I'm getting the sense of it. Just close your eyes, just open your palms.
Okay.
Are you willing to be loved by all of creation?
Yes.
Just breathe. Breathe. And are you willing to get that there's nothing to get?
Yes.
And are you willing to start doing disease as a way of fitting in and being loved?
Say that again, please.
Are you willing to stop doing disease as a way of fitting in, being accepted, and being loved?
Yes.
Just tell me what's going on inside you right now.
There's a very, very deep grief that's surfacing.
Yeah.
There's some fear that I'm so fragile that I'm all on my own and I can't take care of myself. I'm very afraid what'll happen physically. And
okay.
I'm also
so the
more I expand, the more I am aware of other people's things, and the more I seem to experience. So if someone else is in fear, it gets magnified in me, and I keep trying to be expansive that I am all things and letting it through, or other people's diseases.
Okay.
If someone is on a call and says they've got eczema, all of a sudden, 5 days later, I've got it when I've never had it before.
Okay. So are you willing to understand that you're only ever dealing with yourself? It's only you.
Yes. That everyone is.
Take some breath. Take some breath. Everything is shifting within you right now. How's the osteoporosis right now? How do you feel physically right now? Just describe to us what's happening.
I've had tingling in my feet since you started to work with the first lady. And the last process that you did with Darius, I started feeling some stuff in energy, kind of like itchy in my neck.
So, Christina, are you willing to stop being codependent?
Yes.
Take some breath. And are you willing to stop rescuing and saving those around you?
Yes, and there's some part of me that feels that I have to.
And who is it that you've been trying to save for all these years, Mom or Dad?
I don't know, because it was a very abusive family. My father's already passed, and my mother I don't speak to.
Who was it that you were trying to save? Was it Mom or was it Dad?
I think it was my mother.
Mother. Okay, great. Take some
breath. I don't know. I really don't know.
And is the deep grief at the fact that you weren't able to save your mother from everything that she had to go through?
I don't know.
Okay. Just breathe. It's okay. So what we're going to do with you is just lovingly ask that every relationship that you've had, this incarnation, every other incarnation, just be brought into complete harmony. And that the most important relationship, the one that you have with yourself, be brought into complete harmony. Are you willing to receive that?
Yes.
Excellent. Just take some breaths. Peace be with you.
Thank you. God bless you, Panash.
God bless you and peace be with you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you. And thank you for calling on me.
Wow. Wow. What, Panash, I mean, if you... I don't know if we can explain what happened there, but what happened? What do you intuit happened and is happening in Christina and will continue to happen with her as she opens up to this?
The greater level of self-love immediately shifts everything. And the more we vibrate at that level of love, the more life flows into our experience with absolute grace and ease.
Yes.
And the more infinitely expansive we are in our receptivity, the easier life becomes. And so literally what's happening in her is all those years of judgment and being wrong and being less than and trying to rescue, just think how much energy it takes up on a daily basis.
Mm.
It takes up so much energy. It creates so much density. And then also one of the things, Dennis, is that we actually choose this ease in this dimension as a way of belonging. We do it because everyone else is doing it. And so there are so many things in life that we just do because everyone else is doing it. So if everyone else is doing it, then maybe that's a way that I get to belong. But as an infinite being, would you choose that?
No.
And even if you do choose it, aren't you everything anyway? You're everything anyway, aren't you? So at that point,
yes.
That the oneness and the remembrance of the oneness that she is being restored. She has such a beautiful heart. Oh, my God. And that beautiful heart is now receiving and sharing. And that's what's shifting in her. That love and all of that love that she is pouring in a way that is indescribable in words. In what basically what everyone's feeling on this call, what we're all present to. And so
yes.
The more we receive that love, the more we vibrate higher, the more we vibrate faster, and the easier life becomes. And that's not to say that we're going to stop being human. We'll still be human. But the difference is that being human will become a joy. It won't be a burden. It won't be cumbersome. It will be a celebration. Mm. The joy of life becomes a celebration. And so that's the shift that's unfolding in her. And it's very exciting.
Yes, it is. And I could tell that she's been closed off from what she really is. She's an incredible artist, and she, for a while, has been closed off. And I believe, in fact, I know that mm-hmm. that miracle that she's been seeking has happened and is happening and will continue to happen.
Right.
And for everybody here, I want to get your questions. We are getting almost to time, and I want to make sure that we serve everybody in the biggest and best way possible. Anita said, I am crying, I am vibrating, it's like my lungs and heart are going to explode. That's kind of what I felt, Anita. And so people are feeling so much. Anna said, I feel two cords of energy vibrating on each side of my back. My heart is pulsating so hard that it almost hurts. Thank you so much. I love you. Grace said, there's no doubt that Panache Desai has a gift to direct the source energy. I am tingling with energy throughout my entire body with pressure on my crown, and it is a feeling of great energy. Robin said, this is so wonderful, and I have seen so much today, and this is fabulous. I can feel the energy in my hands and a breeze on my face. We are getting a question that came in from I think it's Nancy. Yes, it's Nancy. And she has some abundance issues, and I think the thing that I want to maybe do with this question is really just sort of give people an idea of what vibrational transformation is. In Nancy's case, she feels like she has something that's keeping her from being abundant in her life financially and relationally. How does vibrational transformation fit in with opening up and creating that abundant space for people?
So first and foremost, everyone that's listening clearly knows this now in our time together, that we're vibrational beings. And that, you know, ancient yogis and mystics have shared that all along. And now science is beginning to be able to prove the vibrational nature of who we are as a species in the universe. And so if we're vibrational beings, then what that means is that the deepest level that you can affect a transformation is on the level of vibration and frequency. That also means that if something isn't showing up in your life, there is some density, and I'll explain what that is in a moment, there's some vibrational density that is keeping you from fully receiving. And so vibrational density can be some of the following. It can be sadness. You had an experience in your life. You didn't fully allow yourself to feel the sadness that you were present to. Maybe you judged it. Maybe you were raised to believe that you shouldn't cry. Well, what happens to that energy? It doesn't just disappear. It gets stuck. And then it begins to accumulate, and it begins to become heavier and heavier and heavier. And then what happens to that sadness? It becomes depression. And so energy actually begins to form density. Density drastically inhibits and restricts the flow of life force through the body. And sadness is one example. Anger is another example. There's so much judgment on this planet around anger. If there was no judgment around anger, would there ever be any rage? No, because people would just feel their anger through to completion. So vibrational density is everything on a psychological, emotional, and physical level that we haven't allowed ourselves to feel through to completion. Literally what happens is this presence that I have the honor of being a catalyst and vehicle for, is that highest vibration of love. It is that divine love. It is the divine essence of love. What this energy does, its function, is to dissolve that density, to dissolve the sadness that you judge, the sadness that's accumulated, the sadness that may have become depression. It literally, love dissolves that energy so that it's gone. It does the same thing with fear. It does the same thing with anger. And just sitting in that space of acceptance and love, all of these things that were once real and that you bought into as being limitations begin to fall away. Why? Because we're shifting them at the deepest level, Darius. The deepest level. And it's not that it goes away and comes back. No, it's gone. And people have to search long and hard to find it, and they can't find it, and they can't believe it anymore. Because historically, they may have had, you know, a cessation in the experience of it, or they may have had it go away for a while and it comes back again, and then they're like, oh my God, it's back again. Vibration transformation, it doesn't come back. It doesn't come back. It's gone. And so once an energy is addressed consciously, it's thought through to completion, it's over. That's why I've restated the model for abundance. The model for abundance that we have currently is completely inaccurate. It's be, do, have. But there's no amount of being and doing that leads to having. I've restated it as be, feel, have. Be, feel, have. The more you are willing to be it all and feel it all, you can have it all. The more inclusive you are of your emotional states, the more inclusive you are of every aspect of who you are as a human being, the less you're limited by it. It's no longer an issue, and it's gone. And so vibrational transformation is here to restore humanity to, like, harmony again, so we can be in harmony with ourselves, so that we can be restored to our natural state of unconditional love, connection to source by whatever name you wish to use, so that we can have effective relationships so that we can receive that promotion, so that we can share that love that we're here to embody, so that we can be everything that we're here to be. And the only limitation that exists on that is the one that you place on it. It's the one that you place on it or that you buy into. Ultimately, vibrational transformation is a solution for every area of life and living. And it works. It works in amazing ways. Now, people have been meditating for 20 or 30 years trying to dissolve their karma.
Yes.
You know, for trying to move these energies. And, you know, in one session, literally in 1 hour, what they thought was real is no longer real. It's gone.
What I got, you know, in my time when we did the work was, there was something, though, that you did where something just came in and I received it. I feel like I could receive it myself, but even after 20 years of going through hypnosis and becoming a certified, you know, hypnotist and NLP practitioner and all these other modalities, there was something in the awareness that you brought through your consciousness that you directed towards me through you just being present with me that opened up something in me that it wasn't about a modality or wasn't about a release or letting go or reprogramming. It was something that was freeing out of every other model. And it was because of your holding that space in that moment, whether it was through a recording or you on the phone, what I felt was the energy transmission of the space that you were coming from, the allowing that you were coming from, the boundless receiving as a gateway to my own receiving. And I think that is what it's like. Your frequency opened up my frequency. And that is what I felt. And it was outside of any model or paradigm that so many people push. Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, what happens is when you conform to a model or a paradigm, it comes with its own set of limitations. Mm-hmm. But when you just come from a space of pure being, there's no filtration, there's no limitation, it's just pure presence. And that pure presence is what unlocks the remembrance in you at the deepest level. So it's not just words, it's happening on a vibrational level. It's happening on every dimensional level. You are being reminded very powerfully by, in fact, yourself, just in another body. You know, I always say to people, I'm just your friend. I'm here with you, you know, and I'm just here to remind you at the appointed hour that you've asked me to remind you of who you are. Not because of something, but just because. And oh, by the way, I love you. And oh, by the way, everything that you always wanted in your life, it's completely available to you, and here it is. Thanks for being on the planet. You know.
Yes. I want to, for those people that really, really witnessed and felt the miracles of what happened here, we had Vicky who could not, in her former reality, leave that chair. She got up. I have never seen that happen on a call like this. I have never even known it to be a possibility on a call like this, yet it happened, and I believe that we are opening a new space, and Panache and I talked about this many times, that our mission here was to open up incredible new space of possibilities, and we've done that. I felt it myself. I felt Christina's shift. I felt everybody else's shift, and for those people that really want to continue this and really want to have that shift, I want to ask you, Panache, about what you do with your deeper work with clients and with people who really decide that it is time. It is time to say yes to boundless receiving. It is time to say yes to their life. It is time to say yes to their fulfillment. It is time to be the full abundance that is their birthright. What do you do for those people? What is the program that you take people through so they can truly open up to that? Because I know there is a process to receive even more than we received on this call.
There are lots of different vehicles that we have that are not limited in any way, that are ever expansive and ever evolving. One of them is that I have the distinct honor of being with people individually and supporting them in that way, either on the phone or in person. Or via Skype if they're in Europe. Another way is through this wonderful medium of webcasting that we have, where literally we get to broadcast this love. Just imagine, Darius, broadcasting this love all around the world once a week, and what that's doing, right? So that's what's happening in webcasting. Also along the way, we've had the distinct honor and pleasure of just allowing various pieces of information and vibrational technology to come through. One of them is igniting balance receiving. And for me, you see, it's not in somebody's asking, but it's in their ability to receive. So everything that is shared here is of a vibrational nature, and everything is designed to increase your receptivity exponentially. Because the more you can receive, the more the divine can give you, the more the universe can give you. And so there are lots of different ways to connect and receive. And ultimately, for me, it's always a vibrational communion. It's always the underlying energy. It's always just that love that I have the honor of just allowing to flow through me. You know, my life, every day, I have to pinch myself because I get up and I get to witness the miracles that are happening through me. I'm not doing them. I'm just here, and it's all just happening through me. And literally, I'm moved to tears on a daily basis of what is happening to people. Historically, what's happened is that when you're ready and you're ready to make that shift, that's when I show up in your life. And so, you know, by virtue of the fact that you're here and by virtue of the fact that you've been on this call, it means you're ready to ignite your boundless receiving. It means that you're ready to live that life that you know is possible. And just know that that's already been set in motion, that we in fact set this in motion a very long time ago. It's how we planned it. And so now all it takes is your willingness to ignite your boundless receiving. It just takes your willingness to sign up for a breakthrough session. It just takes your willingness to show up in person somewhere. Because that willingness and that allowing of it brings it into being. And then you're empowered in you, and then you become a beacon for everyone else in your life. Not because of something, but just because you, in turn, then are being yourself. That's the blessing of this. And there's nowhere for anyone to get stuck. There's nowhere for anyone to, you know, get stuck in a box or a construct or another belief system, because nothing on that level needs to shift. It's just fully being you, fully being you, fully being you, which is infinite, and being that unique expression that you are. You know, Darius, you've led a very different life than me. Your ability to reach people as a result of your life's experiences is distinctly different than mine. But ultimately, there are commonalities that we both share. Just imagine being able to have 7.2 billion unique expressions of oneness. Well, that's what we've got.
Yes.
And instead of trying to conform to one version of what that oneness is, be the version that you are. And watch what happens.
Yes. I agree completely. Wow. What I want to talk about is how people expand that receiving, and that's exactly what you talked about, and what I felt was your vibrational energy holding a bigger space for my own boundless receiving, my own vibrational receiving. And you put together a special program for us here based on what we are doing and what we're about, and it is called Igniting Boundless Receiving. Panache, tell me about this program, and I'm going to let people know where it is. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Panache, P-A-N-A-C-H-E. And you know what we were talking about before the call. I already started setting that in motion, Panache. That's why I said that vision name. So that's, I just saw an email come in, so that's why I said that.
Cool.
So miracles are expanding as we speak. Tell me about it, Panache, and what people can find and what it will do for those who want it.
Igniting Boundless Receiving has been described as the most complete product to ignite receiving that people have ever experienced. And it's a 33-day program. And every day you get up and you do a density detox. And so literally what we do is we infuse you with the highest vibrational resonance of love, and we begin to shatter the vibrational density that keeps you from everything you desire. That's how you start your day. Second thing is that then we have an inquiry. And it's the same density detox every day. It builds. Every time you do it, it builds. Mm-hmm. So when I created it, there was no reason to do a different detox every day. The one that we put together was completely enough. And it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds and builds. And then after you do that, you literally then do an inquiry. And the reason for that is, you know, there's so much judgment in this reality that people no longer trust in their experience of themselves. People don't believe in themselves. They don't believe that the universe is a friendly universe. There's still some shadow of doubt. And so the 33 days of inspirational inquiry is designed to show you, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that the universe is actually on your side. That your entire reality is working in your favor to bring you increase and to bring you more. And that is all that it is ever doing. And so saying yes to the world and saying yes to life is bringing you into that. And so, you know, every single facet of IBR is doing that, Darius. Slumbering into, you know, possibility is doing that as well. And so this is something that I've had the pleasure of just bringing through. And, of course, people can read about it on the page. And there's more information there.
Yeah, it's uwealthrevolution.com, Panache, P-A-N-A-C-H-E. So they get the item one is the breakthrough session on limitless abundance. That is something that they go through and they actually begin to expand their capacity to receive, correct, Panache, with item one?
That's exactly right. And also what's happening in that is that we're removing all the judgment. So there's a lot of mental conditioning that's gone on. And some of that is spiritual conditioning. Some of that is conditioning that comes along with vibrational coaching. And what we do is we dissolve all of that because ultimately it restores you to a frame of reference where you're already everything. And so instead, so like if you wanted to be divine, Darius, and to grow in your divinity,
yes,
then the only thing that's required is to first and foremost just acknowledge that you already are and that you're experiencing it to the degree to which you can, right? So if you're sitting there saying, I don't have any money, I don't have any money, I don't have any money, well, guess what? You don't have any money. But but that doesn't mean that you're not abundant. The very second you're willing to acknowledge that you're abundant, that abundance begins to come into your experience more and more and more. Why? Because you're allowing it more. And so it's a shift in perception. It's a shift in mindset. So that people can receive and so that basically, you know, the mental chatter doesn't get in the way of their greater receptivity. Mm. It's also a falling away of those common misconceptions around allowing and receiving. It's a vibrational tool in and of itself to recalibrate people to function at the highest level of receptivity, that breakthrough session.
Well, I can tell you what I'm feeling and what a lot of people are feeling, and I'm going to go deep into your program. I've gone through some of it. I am going to go much deeper after what we experienced today as well, and I would recommend that everybody go deeper into this. Carol said, I could listen to Panache all day. Sandra from Greenfield said, I just think I healed my addiction to nicotine. Another person said, this has been so profound. This is Paula. I feel like the ocean expansive in all directions. Words cannot describe how wonderful this experience has been. So let me just say, this really is like what I feel is a shift of possibilities in a huge way, that like these blocks to receiving, these ideas, these low density, heavy thought forms and vibrations that, you know, maybe that have kept me back from the things that I want, they just are now transparent. It's very difficult for me to explain it because it almost shouldn't be explained. It just needs to be experienced. But that is what we have here. It is at uwealthrevolution.com/Panache, P-A-N-A-C-H-E. And item four, which is where they just slumber into possibility, this is a 30-minute encoding protocol that works with their subconscious mind to vibrationally give them access to limitless abundance. Tell me about that. Do they need to be present to that, or do they just put it on and go to sleep? How does that work?
You know, it's become really popular, actually, just for people to just put it on, just on a little low volume, and just go to bed. And what happens is literally they wake up the next day embodying greater vibration, greater frequency, and those self-defeating conversations that were once a dominant part of their experience no longer exist. And so, you know, it's become a format now that lots of people use. You know, lots of people have been creating these nighttime meditations, and actually a lot of them listen to the Slumbering into Possibility and really were impacted by that and thought, wow, that's a great idea. And so this is actually the foundational offering of that, and it's the foundational introduction of that. So literally, you'll save your progress from the day, whatever it is, you'll get to that vibrational state, you'll save it.
Oh.
You'll continue to expand while you sleep. That's the coolest part. You're sleeping and you're expanding. Vibrational density is being transmuted and transformed, dissipated and dissolved. And those energies are shifting while you sleep. So basically, the divine presence is working on your behalf while you're sleeping.
Mm.
How cool is that?
Amazing.
And so that's the greatest slumbering, you know, CD, and it's cool. And people listen to it all the time, even once they've finished the 33 days. They just love it. You know, they just find they have a good night's sleep, and they sleep better than they've ever slept. And so people have continued to use that, Darius. It's a great tool.
I am amazed, and I am amazed by what I'm feeling and what we saw here today. And I just want to let everyone know this is specifically designed and put together for the UWealth Revolution and where we're at. And so I love this, and I love just being here and sharing this space. It is at uwealthrevolution.com/panache, P-A-N-A-C-H-E. And people get this instantly, correct, Panache? So they can get started immediately within 1 or 2 minutes from my words right now if they want to open up this new space of receiving in their life.
I believe so, yes. As soon as you
yes.
are done with this, you can go and download it, yeah.
Wow, fantastic. Also, I'm going to let people know, too, just like we always do, if this is something that feels right to you, if you use this for 30 days and your friends, your family, your loved ones, the people on the street don't look at you differently and say, oh, my gosh, you know, what has happened to you? You're different. Your life is different. You seem different. If people aren't shocked and amazed and you don't feel as if you received way more than you expected, then you let us know, and we will refund what you invested in this incredible program. That is our promise to you, that if it doesn't blow your mind, then let us know. And with that, you have nothing absolutely to lose, but everything to gain, yourself to gain, and your truest expression and your truest receiving and possibility to gain. So I love that. And I would also say, if we worked with you on this call, then I would continue the path, because it's time for you, and it's time to release everything that could possibly be holding you back from your magnificence. Panache, any final words for the group here today?
Let's just open our palms and just take some breaths together. I want you to know that you're not wrong. I want you to know that everything that you've always known intuitively is correct. And I'm sorry that it's been hard for you. I'm sorry that there hasn't been a place in this world where your infinite beingness and the love that you are has been received fully. I want you to know that I see you. And I want you to know that there are so many amazing things, just like what you witnessed on this call, waiting to happen through you, through every single one of you. And it's time to just say yes. Just the willingness to say yes and the willingness to receive literally shifts everything in your life. I believe in you. I love you. And I see you. And thank you with all my heart for taking the time out of your busy lives to be on this call. I love you all, and I thank you for loving me.
We have witnessed a lot of miracles today, and I know it's Panache's heartfelt desire and mine as well that we stop calling these things miracles, but we call them our birthright. And so I may refrain from that after today, calling it that. But those are the only words I can use for what we did here and what Vicky allowed to open up in her life and what all of you helped her create in her life. Because each of you here, you came here for a special reason. You came here not by accident, but because a greater part of you called you to be here. And you held a space where we could do this work, where we could be this work. And the question I ask now of everybody as we begin to wind down, maybe just this call, but not the truth of this moment, is that we did create a sacred space where the seemingly impossible became commonplace in this hour and a half. And will we continue this into our life going forward? I want all of you to ask that question and know that if these miracles happened in this space now, in this hour and a half, what miracles can happen in the next 30 years, 40 years, 50 years of your life? What would be possible? Maybe the best question is, what would be impossible? Nothing. What wouldn't be possible? So I want all of you just to hold that space for just anything being possible and know that we can shift our lives, even if we didn't get a chance to talk, even if you didn't get a chance to work on this call with us, you experienced something. And if this is a fit for you, if you're called, and if now is the time, then we've created this space for you. We've opened the door, and we would love for you to walk through it. Pinash, thank you for being here. Do you have any other comments based on what I said? Because I have goosebumps for what happened here today.
No, I just want everyone to know that there is a greater way of being that's available to you. And I want you to know that there are so many people that have been exactly where you are, who have gone through this program, who've participated in so many different ways. And I want you to know that in every single instance, they've gone on to fully embrace themselves just because they're magnificent, just because they're brilliant. You are loved beyond description, my friends. And it's time to be fully receiving of all the love that you are. Of all the love that you are.
Thank you, Pinash.
Thank you, Darius.